Friday night's headliner is Empire of the Sun. We're really excited to have them. They don't play very often in the States, and they actually just killed it at Coachella. We also have Fall Out Boy and Paramore on Saturday, and the Flaming Lips on Sunday.
Where did the name Bunbury come from? It's an Oscar Wilde reference.
Exactly. It does come from the Oscar Wilde play, The Importance of Being Earnest. And I saw that play. My niece and nephew were in it and loved the word, and that's why it became the name. And then I found out it meant an excuse to get out of doing something boring, and I thought that was perfect.
Walk me through how the festival works. There are 6 stages, and the event spans 3 days. How does that work?
Well, you can either get a 1-day ticket or a 3-day ticket. And, you know, you want to just come on Friday, great. You buy a Friday ticket, and you can go see all the bands that are playing. You're free to move about the event site. The 3-day option is definitely a better deal, and you can enjoy the whole weekend of music. And you get your tickets at the BunburyFestival.com website. All tickets are purchased online.
So if you buy a ticket for Friday night, for example, you can go to any one of the stages?
Any one of the stages. You go anywhere in the event site. You're not limited in any way.
So what can people bring or not bring, and where should they park?
Well, I think there's a lot of parking around Sawyer Point. A lot of people are parking at the banks and then walking down, or, you know, some people park in Kentucky and walk across the bridge. As far as what to bring and not bring, you know, we tell people to dress appropriately, sunscreen, don't bring in the big lens cameras, don't bring in big backpacks. You're not going to bring in chairs unless it's one of those really low seated chairs, you know, those sand chairs. Our website has that information in the FAQ and the About Us section. It lets you know. There's a couple of great sections on recommendations on what to bring, not to bring, and how to prepare for the day or the weekend.
And just for the record, not only sunscreen should you wear. You have to wear something along with the sunscreen.
Exactly. Clothing would also be helpful.
How would you describe the music at Bunbury? It seems like it really crosses a few different genres.
Yeah, it's alternative. And alternative music will allow us to branch into a lot of things. Pop rock is the essence of it, but you will come across bands that maybe incorporate some hip-hop. You incorporate bands that maybe incorporate a little bit of a country or a roots rock feel, and everything in between. So a lot of great music, and it touches on a lot of genres. Anyone who comes, even if they don't know some of the bands, they usually end up leaving with 3 or 4 new favorite bands.
And you see that variety reflected in the audience as well.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. We see young kids, you know, families will come and parents are introducing their kids to music. We'll see little kids and strollers and things, and grandma and grandpa and everything else, you know.
Everybody in between.
That's the great thing about music. It really does. I mean, you see so many different kinds of people from so many different walks of life, and that's one of the great gifts of music.
You can find out how to get more information about the Bunbury Music Festival on our website at wnku.org under local news. Bill Donabedian, thank you.
Thank you so much.